Welcome to The Power of One More. I'm Julie Duncan, and today we explore how small steps, bold faith, and relentless resolve shape us. You're watching Now Media Television. Welcome to The Power of One More, the show that reminds you greatness isn't built on one big moment. It's built one more step at a time. I'm your host, Julie Duncan. Today, we're talking about consistency with purpose and how showing up for one more moment can reshape a whole community. Joining me is Kyle Gruber, the curator of Palm Harbor Dad, a community storytelling platform spotlighting local businesses, events, and the people who make Palm Harbor so special. And also co-founder Bay and Burrow leads a real estate team of nearly 20 agents and recently launched Click and Curate with his wife, helping local businesses go through storytelling and digital media. Kyle, welcome to the show. This segment sets the emotional hook. One more post, one more conversation, one more visit to a small business can create momentum that outlasts algorithms. We connect Kyle's mission, support the local guy that supports local, to the show's theme, small actions compound into real impact. Welcome to The Power of One More. I have a very special guest today, and our last names match because, drum roll, we are actually brother and sister. So I'm super excited to have Kyle Gruber, the owner and founder of Palm Harbor Dad with us today. Are you ready, Kyle?
I'm ready. I'm excited. It's pretty cool to be collaborating with my sister on something like this. So I'm ready to get started. Collaboration is kind of one of my key things that I do in life.
For sure. Okay, let's go. So Kyle, can you share with the audience, when you started Palm Harbor Dad, what was the first one decision you made that told you this is going to be bigger than the content? And I think you just alluded to that when we were talking a few minutes ago. What told you it was going to be much bigger?
Definitely the collaboration with the community. I have been a realtor for the last almost 10 years. I run my own team. And I just wanted to get involved in the community. I'm not really a BNI guy. I'm not going to show up at a networking event. But I like, you know, being on camera and showcasing others. So organically, I showed up to a smoothie shop one day and filmed with the owner and put it out there. And it just made me realize, hey, I think I have a knack for this. I have a knack for the storytelling. It's really cool to get and meet the owners of the businesses in my community. And, you know, I'm leading with service because I'm doing something good for them. I'm giving them more visibility and potentially more business as well.
Wow. I'm really struck by the fact that you did it yourself organically, because we often think we have businesses, we need to go network, right? That's what we naturally do. But the fact that you organically created this, what gave you the idea to do it, Kyle?
That's a really good question. So my son and myself, we were bored one Saturday. I said, let's go, you know, there's a smoothie shop right around the corner. I've never even been there. Didn't even know it existed. Looked it up on Google or whatever. And I showed up and, the place was like, it was a vibe. It was, you know, and I'm really into fitness and I've been on a journey for that for a while now. And, I just really liked the place, and I knew that to get involved in the community, I know I needed to do that. And the owner happened to be working. Her name was Nikki. I said, how would you feel about shooting some content together sometime? And she said, I would love that. I said, okay, well, when's your next available day? And I just kind of went for it. And 2 days later, because that was a Saturday, I showed up on a Monday with a tripod I had never used and a gimbal that I bought for real estate 2 years before, which I had also never used. And decided that I was just going to start filming content with business owners. And I did that first shoot. And it's funny because, I didn't wait till I was perfect. I just acted. And when I reviewed the footage, which was at a different spot away from the its New Wave Nutrition, it turned out I had the gimbal on a setting that followed my face. So when I did the interview, it cut the business owner completely out of the shot. I had to call her with my tail between my legs and go back and reshoot it. So I felt like a total novice, which I was. I wasn't misrepresenting myself, but I just wanted to get involved and start doing it. And that's the origin story. That's how I started doing it. And then from there, I knew that I needed to keep doing it, but I didn't know how. So I just started showing up to businesses and asking them, and some reluctantly let me in, and some were let me in with open arms.
Wow. So you're a trendsetter. I mean, you could teach other people about this. I just think it's genius, and you're a business owner as well with your real estate business. So my goodness, I just think you're a trendsetter, and you could certainly show other people how to do this. So great job, Kyle.
Thank you.
So when you're not filming, you're building trust, obviously, in your community, right? What's your personal filter for deciding who and what deserves the spotlight?
Well, at first, there was no filter because it was literally just me needing content and needing yeses from business owners. So I was just filming anybody and everything to begin with. And that's pretty much been the case for the most part up until recently, because I've started to catch a lot of momentum. I've gotten a lot of influence on social media, and there's people now, you know, asking me to do it. And while I would love to do spotlights for everybody, not everybody is going to fit. So what we've started to do, because my wife is really involved in this. She does a lot of my editing. She's pretty much Palm Harbor Dad behind the scenes for the most part. And, you know, we have a 4-month-old too, on top of 2 other kids. We have to be a little bit more selective now. So you either have to have a good story because stories are the basis for this. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to just shoot something and post it without a story behind. People remember stories, and I tell stories. Yes. That's what I do. So you either have to have some compelling story now, or you have to have, a visually appealing business or something very interesting that can tell a story. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't fit those two narratives, unfortunately, you know, I don't have the bandwidth anymore to spotlight every single business that winds up in my DMs or from now actually fills out a request form on my website, because I've got a website now.
Yeah. So it's purposeful. Correct. You niche down and it's purposeful. It has to have a purpose.
Yeah, there's intent. And I try to guide Palm Harbor Dad by the 3 C's, which is community, consistency, and collaboration. So if you fit that mold and you've got a good story to tell, chances are you'll be featured by Palm Harbor Dad.
And aren't those 3 C's at the foundation of business success anyway?
Yeah, I would definitely say that. Consistency cannot be overlooked. You know, you have to show up. You have to show up all the time. Mm-hmm. You have to be reliable. Mm-hmm. And consistency is a cornerstone in any successful venture.
Wow. Brainiac stuff. So proud of you, Kyle. So how do you stay consistent when the work is unglamorous, because sometimes it is? You're editing late at night, you've got a newborn 4-month-old, and you've got 2 other children, you've got a wife, you're posting tired, but you're showing up anyway. How do you stay consistent in that?
It really boils down to the discipline aspect. I don't negotiate with myself anymore. So the night before my next day, I try to win every day. I don't really look at long-term goals. I don't set, you know, these, let me rephrase that. I do set long-term goals, but I don't focus on those long-term goals daily. Daily, I focus on the goals for that day, which will move the needle toward my ultimate goal. So the night before, after I've won that day, I have a power task list. It has 5 tasks on that list. 2 are business related. Okay. 1 is introspective in order for me to become a better person inside. Mm-hmm. 1 is family related. And the 4th one is fitness or wellness related. So as long as I go through my day and accomplish every single one of the power tasks, I know I've won. And that keeps me in line. I know what I have to prioritize. So nothing really slips through the cracks. And the work will be boring. And that's part of being successful. You cannot rely on motivation. You have to rely on systems and doing the work. Because you're never always going to be motivated. Your feelings don't matter. What matters is sitting down and doing the work, when nobody's clapping for you, when you don't feel like doing it, you have to do it because feelings don't matter. What matters is winning that day and then ultimately winning in life.
Thank you for that. And so much value there in that statement, Kyle, because businesses need systems. They need to be operational. And yeah, we don't always feel like getting up, but we have to shower every day. We have to clean ourselves up every day and show up our best, right? And that's what it takes to be so successful, whether we feel like it or not. So well said, well done. Okay, what's one story you covered that changed how you see your town or your purpose? Can you share a story?
Yeah, that's a really good one. So this is, I had reached out, or they, I don't remember how it happened. After a while, I put out some stuff on social media and ended up boosting it and getting a lot of inbound stuff for the small business spotlights. And one of them was a place called Earthscapes Garden Room. And I had never been there. I didn't even know about it. They do landscaping. They sell plants. They're also an event venue. And then they host like events there. I'm actually doing a yoga event there this weekend. But I had contacted the owner. We had been in contact, and I was going to do a small business spotlight there. So I got there. I always try to chat with the owner for at least 15, 20 minutes. I just want to know about their business, because again, that's half the reason I'm there, to get to know them, to get to know their business.
Sure.
Beautiful place. It's before Christmas, so there's poinsettias everywhere. There's a koi pond. There's waterfalls. It's just a beautiful setting. So I was able to capture some really, really good B-roll. The owner was excellent on camera. She didn't stumble at all. And it was just it was one of my most elevated pieces of content to that point. And I remember posting it. I was really proud of it. And a day or two later, there were several stories that mentioned me, my account, the Paul Marber Dad account, showing them going to Earthscapes Garden Room and buying plants and buying things for their backyard and thanking me for suggesting this and doing a small business spotlight because they had forgotten about this place. So I think that the Earthscapes Garden Room small business spotlight was something that really put everything in perspective for me. And I realized that I can be a community connector. Not only can I get to know the heartbeat of our community, which is our small business owners, but I can literally drive business to them.
Wow. I'm in awe of this. And it also reminds me of Jim Rohn. If we help enough people get what they want, we get what we want. It's a reciprocal relationship. And it sounds like you learned that in your Palm Harbor Dad brand pretty quickly.
Yes, definitely.
Amazing.
And just to bring that up too, it's, you know, I've never known how to monetize Palm Harbor Dad. It was always just leading with service. And I've always been a big believer in lead with service, and success leads, money follows. So I knew as long as I kept putting out great content, I kept helping these business owners, that eventually there would be opportunities where I could monetize. And I didn't think about it though. You know, I knew I needed to put one foot in front of the other, continue to serve my community. And while I'm doing it, I'm getting to meet some of the best business owners in my community. And not only that, but we're collaborating on all of our content. So they're getting in front of my audience. I'm getting in front of their audience. Yes. We're cross promoting each other, and we're gaining influence that way. And that can't be overlooked, because that has gotten me a lot of my momentum, the collaboration piece.
So much wisdom. And I'm just thinking, like, this is like a startup and you're 5 months into it, and look at what you've accomplished. Great business sense, Kyle. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we'll break down the storytelling system behind local visibility, how small businesses can even earn attention without selling their soul. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more stories, strategies, and inspiration to help you press beyond what seems possible. This is The Power of One More on Now Media Television. Welcome to The Power of One More. I'm Julie Duncan, and today we explore how small steps, bold faith, and relentless resolve shape us. You're watching Now Media Television. And in this segment, we're getting practical, because local storytelling isn't just nice. It can drive real foot traffic trust in sales when it's done right. We unpack the mechanics, short form video that feels authentic, repeated community visibility, and a clear call to action that doesn't sound like an ad. Kyle shares what he's learned helping businesses show up consistently through click and curate. Kyle, please share with our audience, what's the difference between posting and positioning in a community? I would love for you to flesh that out for us.
Yeah, I'd love to answer that too. And you know, 6 months ago, I probably couldn't tell you. But now through the Palm Harbor Dad, I definitely can. So I run in this a lot of times with business owners. They know that they need to post, but they don't know what they need to post. So they're doing what's called spray and pray. They just put all this content out, pictures of, if it's a restaurant, they got pictures of their food. You know, they don't have the correct messaging. They don't, I don't think even they know who they're trying to reach. They want customers. That's all they know. So they just throw stuff out there, throw it at the wall, hope it sticks. Mm-hmm. Positioning when you post is strategy. So you, there has to be a rhyme or a reason to what you're posting and when you're posting. So if you look at when I post and I do my small business spotlights and I have Palm Harbor Dad Sweat Tour, and now I've even started a series called First Bite, and then there's Flights with Founders coming up. So these all have a rhythm. My small business spotlights, they're all released Monday evening between 5:10 and 5:30 p.m. The sweat tours are all released on Thursdays between 5:10 and 5:30 p.m. And that's strategic because people come home from work. They start scrolling around that time. Mm-hmm. If they sit down at 6:30, then they start scrolling. It's all about gaining more visibility. If you're just throwing a post out at 1 p.m. on a Tuesday that has no rhyme or reason, then you're probably not going to get a lot of traction. You're not going to get a lot of followers. You know, the followers are the ones that bring you the business because over time they continue to see your brand and they will use you for business. But if you're just posting stuff to post and you, there's no strategy to it, you're not going to get much traction. You're not going to get the visibility that you need. There needs to be a rhyme or reason. And you also have to be cognizant of what you're saying and who you're trying to deliver the message to. There should be messaging. There should be targeted messaging to your audience that you're trying to reach, not just what I think I should say.
Wow, well said. So the algorithm and understanding your strategy are key, and you know, strategy is key in business anyway. So thank you for fleshing that out. That makes perfect sense, Kyle.
Yeah.
We talk a lot in the business world and business community about authenticity. What are the fastest ways business accidentally look fake online?
This is kind of an easy one, and it has to do with over rehearsing. They'll come up with a content idea and they'll get really excited about it, and then they will verbatim read every single line of dialogue that they thought about or they put it in a ChatGPT, and if they don't get it correct, they start over and it sounds like a robot. Like, nobody's going to listen to that. They're going to sound to you. It's going to sound to them very robotic, and they're going to swipe away before you even know it. So that's the biggest mistake people make, is they get all hyped up. Like, it's just content, guys. And also, like, you have to post content so often that one piece of content lasts for 3 to 4 days and then it's retired. I mean, unless you boost it. So don't get caught up on one piece of content and don't think it has to be perfect. I've had some content that was incredible and, you know, it performed well, but in 3 to 4 days, it's forgotten about. So you can't get tied up on one piece of content and rehearse the lines and sound robotic, because that doesn't work.
So what's one piece of advice you would give the listeners to understanding those key pieces when they're posting content? If you could narrow that down, what would be one good piece of advice? Because I think we all as business owners struggle with this.
One good piece of advice to posting content? I would say you just have to be your authentic self. Don't over rehearse. If you can, you want to put your face and your voice on camera, because people can see your business all day long, but until they see a human behind that business, there's no emotional tie-in. Businesses work when there's emotional tie-in from the community to that business. If it's just a business with no face, no voice, you're not going to do as well as those businesses that have their owners or have their employees or have, you know, their family in their content with them. If it's just a business, yeah. no one cares. People care yeah. about stories and family and people.
Amen. And I've seen this, your reels, your videos are spectacular. I've seen your kids in it. I've seen you in it, and I've seen the business owner, and it helps me to connect and make it real time, real life. And absolutely. That's what you're doing.
It all ties into the story. Again, stories sell,
yes.
you know, and people want that emotional connection to whatever business that they're going to use, you know, unless it's Walmart or Home Depot or whatever, and they're just picking something up. Small businesses rely on the human element.
Yes. Amazing. Okay. I'm so glad you came on the show today. Ladies and gentlemen, there's so much content, so much value here. We're just getting started. So Kyle, when you film a feature, what story beats do you look for to make people stop scrolling in the first, are you ready? 2 seconds.
First
because
2 seconds.
That first second for impression matters.
Yep. That first 2 seconds, the hook. Mm-hmm. So that's an interesting one because sometimes I will, you know, take a look at the business before I get there and see what they do that's interesting, see what a potential hook could be. But I don't want to be too rigid when I'm filming or, you know, when I'm shooting content. So I have an idea of what a hook could be. A lot of times I'll be filming and talking with the owner and I'll be doing the B-roll and a hook will be obvious. Like, for instance, I've got an upcoming piece with my dogs. They got groomed and I did a small business spotlight with the groomer. And there was just one image of my cutest dog, probably, like looking right at the camera and the owner was finishing up and I was like, that's the hook. I knew the hook right there. Yeah. So sometimes I'll see it when I'm filming and sometimes I'll see it when I'm editing and I'll be like, that's a perfect hook. The thing that makes a good hook is there's gotta be some sort of motion is good. Motion within those 2 seconds. So the audience can figure out what's going on or, like a really, really good image or a really, really good message, like right away. So for instance, I'm starting this brewery series and I know I needed to try to get some inbound traction. So my hook was North Pinellas County. I need your help finding breweries. To the point, easy. That way someone's scrolling and it's got the caption so they can read it. Cause a lot of people will scroll on mute. They can see that I'm needing help and what my message is already. So I've already gotten a bunch of comments and I've already lined up 3 breweries already. So the hook matters. Those 3 things, I would say motion, something that's captivating, whether it's a cute dog or a cute kid. Mm-hmm. And then a message should be right in those first 3 seconds. It's unavoidable.
Wow. Powerful. Okay. Then what's a smart one more visibility move businesses ignore, such as Google reviews, collaboration, community events, employee stories? And I feel like you have the corner market on this. So what advice would you give for that one more visibility piece for businesses?
So honestly, anything online, you know, the Google reviews matter. The collaborations matter. What matters more is you actually doing it. Like you can't wait for the perfect opportunity. There's something that's called paralysis by analysis. People make this big deal out of content and think it's got to be, you know, the lighting's got to be perfect and my words have to be perfect and it's got to be edited perfectly. That's not the case. Just put yourself on camera and put it out there. And the more you put it out, the more you put yourself out there online, the more visibility you're going to get. And also the more reps you're going to get and the more reps you have, the better you get because you can watch my first small business spotlight to the one I've done now. They are worlds apart, but I didn't care. I just went out there and started filming and I knew I would get better because that's what I do. I assess the situation. I see what I'm doing good. I see what I'm not doing good and I improve. But if you don't ever take that step and put yourself out there, you're never going to get any better. You just have to do it.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm doing a top 100 speaker challenge. It was a free 5-day challenge because I have a huge story to share now. The audience may not know this, but Kyle knows this and Hustle Studios knows this. And my husband recently suffered a cardiac arrest and I want to get on center stage and I want to talk about it. And everything that you just talked about, Kyle, has been presented in the speaking challenge. You need a good story. You need to show up. You need a great hook. You need to be yourself, and you need to not be perfect, because people can't relate to perfect.
Nope. No one's perfect. People like authenticity.
100%. Yes, yes, yes. What has been one thing that you think has been your biggest challenge through all of this and building this in the last 5 months, Kyle?
Bandwidth. Honestly, like, you know, and now I'm getting up at 4:15 a.m. to make sure that I get my workout in. I'm actually doing something called 75 hard, which is 2 workouts a day, but I digress.
Wow.
But yeah, just making sure I'm not spreading myself too thin. Because I am, you know, managing and coaching a team of nearly 20 agents. I'm still in production because in real estate, because those agents aren't quite where they need to be yet. And that's okay. That's why they're on my team.
Yeah.
And then I've got a family. I've got 3 kids. I've got a newborn. But I think bandwidth is probably been the biggest challenge. Luckily, I have the greatest support system anyone could ever have. I have a beautiful wife who not only does most of the editing and most of the stuff behind the scenes, but, you know, she's postpartum and she's really helping out with the kids more than one should, probably, because she knows what we're doing. My mother-in-law lives with us. She's been a huge help. And so I wouldn't be able to do this without the support system behind me. That definitely been the biggest challenge, is just knowing I have to go one step at a time and knowing that I'm going to be tired, and that's okay. But you know, you just got to get through it. There's sometimes, to get what you want in life, you need to suck it up and just move forward and realize that maybe you won't be as busy in the future, but if you want to capitalize on your momentum, you can't stop once you have it.
Yes, yes, yes. I always say no man's an island, and boy, that is no truer statement in terms of trying to have a business that you're starting up and running a business. No man's an island. We all need inner circle. We all need support system. So I'm really happy to hear that you have that. Really valuable content today, Kyle. Thanks for pouring into our audience.
It's a pleasure to do so.
Up next, the identity shift, how you go from content creator to community connector without burnout. We'll be right back with more stories, strategies, and inspiration to help you press beyond what seems possible. This is The Power of One More on Now Media Television. Welcome to The Power of One More. I'm Julie Duncan, and today we explore how small steps, bold faith, and relentless resolve shape us. You're watching Now Media Television. We highlight how Kyle builds authentic connections across small businesses, families, and local events, and how that translates into leadership, opportunities, and trust, including real estate. Kyle, I'd love for you to share with the audience, what's the most underrated one more habit that builds trust in a community, like showing up in a person, following up, tagging others, referrals? How do you envision that as building trust?
I think that piece comes along with putting the business owner in the best light possible and showcasing their business, showcasing them, potentially showcasing their family, letting the community know how special of a business that they are. I think as long as you lead with service and you put the business owners in the best possible light, you give them a killer piece of content that they're proud of, that they can share. I think that is for me what's been able to help me gain trust with the other community members, is putting them in the best light forward. It's not about me. I'm here to showcase your business. And I think that has done a lot for the Palm Harbor Dad brand and my community.
I feel like that's at the heart of your business, serving, showcasing them in their best spotlight.
Palm Harbor Dad is a service-based brand. I don't ask for a dime when I do the small business spotlight, the Palm Harbor Dad sweat tour, the first bite, the brewery tour. I don't ask for a dime. All I ask is that the business owners collaborate. They accept the collaboration invitation when it's sent. Mm-hmm. They listen to some of my coaching as far as, you know, the algorithm stuff, when to put it on your story, when not to put it on your story. Mm-hmm. there's nuances there. That's all I ask. I don't ask for a dime in return, and I give them great content. I shine a great light on them, and they're thankful for it.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, how do you protect relationships when your platform grows and people want so much from you? And I think you alluded to this earlier. How do you protect those relationships? People want so much and you're limited in what you can deliver because your time's limited, your bandwidth's limited.
Yeah, I think a lot of that just comes down to kind of being honest with people. Like, you know, listen, you know, I appreciate you reaching out and it looks like you've got a great business. Right now, we have to focus on what is Palm Harbor Dad brand centric and what we can tell stories. So I'm not going to be able to help everybody, you know, and I think just how you relay that message will go a long way. And I'm never going to be rude to someone or just, you know, ignore them. But when it comes down to it, there's so many businesses that we can't feature everybody. And it's got to be on brand for Palm Harbor Dad too. It's got to have a story. It's got to be someone that's entrenched in the community. And if it's not, that's okay. But, you know, at this point, we're growing a lot more rapidly than we envisioned. And we just, we don't have the time or the energy to help everybody.
Yeah. So many businesses think, oh, I'm just going to change the world and I'm going to help everybody. That's not branding and that's not niching down. And it's not realistic.
Exactly. Like, so you can't do it in order to help serve as best you can. Unfortunately, some people have to be turned away so you can really focus on the ones that are on brand with you.
Yeah. Yes, 100%. So I know, and you've alluded to it, you also lead a real estate team. What leadership lessons from community storytelling made you a stronger leader in your real estate company?
So that's a really good question. I think a lot of that comes down to listening, because, you know, as a leader, I think a lot of leaders get carried away with talking and, you know, talking about themselves or saying what to do and do this, do that. And I think with the small business spotlights, I show up and I say, tell me about your business. I don't want to talk about myself at all. I want them to tell me about their business, not only so I can know about it and get to know the business owner, but it also helps me with the content, what to shoot, what to bring up maybe in the interview. And I think that's definitely helped me with coaching my agents, because, you know, a lot of them are newer that come on with me. And instead of me just telling them exactly what they need to do, I've done a better job because of this, of listening to some of what's troubling them, or, you know, their sticking points or things that I could help with. Be a better team lead and manager, because I've been a better listener on the Palm Harbor Dad and the spotlight side of things. I think it's made me a stronger team lead as well for real estate.
I love everything you just said. I was an insurance agent for a while, and the training was this: the prospect talks 80% of the time, you talk 20%. And boy, did that change things, because all of a sudden I'm listening to their needs, you know, question asking, but then sitting back, and then you get to the heart of the story. What do you need? What would happen if you passed away? What would happen to your home? What would happen to your family? Are your kids covered? Would you have insurance for them? You know, if they wanted to go to college, how would you cover that if you weren't here? You had to walk away from your business. How would your business carry on? You know, questions that are so important, but then sit back, stop talking. We all talk way too much, right, Kyle?
Yeah, 100%.
Take a breath. I often remind myself, take a breath and just simply listen, because you'll get the story. You'll get what you need to hear. So I'm all about listening and not talking nearly as much. So good stuff. Yeah. All right. When you're interviewing a business owner for your Palm Harbor Dad brand, Kyle, how do you pull out the story that they don't even realize is powerful? They might not have even had experience telling it. How do you pull it out of them?
I think a lot of that comes back to the listening piece too. The more they talk, and you have to be an active listener. You can't just have them talk and go in one ear and out the other. You have to be active listening. And a lot of times they have connected the dots on their story. And that's where a good storyteller comes in and says, all right, you just told me 1, 2, and 3. They don't even realize it. And there's a story right there. And then I'll tell them, like, listen, this is what I'm hearing. This is what you told me. I think yes. when we do this content, we need to talk about this story. And I think the act of listening plays a huge part in me determining a story for a piece of content.
Yes. And people love to hear that you're listening. And when we reframe it and give it back to them, ooh, he heard me.
Exactly.
That's beautiful. And then letting silence, I often think also of letting some silence sit, because that's important too, because it shows that you're listening, you're allowing them to talk. But yes, then we need to let them know, I heard you, I see you. And I then reframe back to them. And that's a beautiful way to say, okay, I heard what you said. Now let's tell the story.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to digest what they said too. You can't. A lot of people get caught in this, you know, they're listening just to listen so they can say what they're going to say that's in their brain already. Like, they're not actually listening. They're waiting to talk. Yeah. You have to actively listen. Yeah. You have to digest what the person just told you. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing to say it back to them. And then that will give you a story a lot of times, more often than not.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. What does legacy mean to you, with two boys and a 4-month-old who's named after our grandmother, I must add. Absolutely love that. So what does legacy mean to you, Kyle, now that you're building something your kids can watch back one day?
I just got goosebumps because you bring up legacy. And, you know, as a realtor, I was a successful realtor. At one point, I was the top agent in my brokerage. And that's all well and good. And I can feed my family. I can feed my family really well as a top producing mm-hmm. agent. And then, you know, the opportunity came to have a team. So I said, all right, yeah, I want more. So I you know, started hiring agents. My business partner is my best friend. We've been best friends since we were 11, moved down to Florida together. And, you know, so we brought in end of 2023, we started our team. And of course, like when you start a team, right, there's investments. You have to mm-hmm. pay for leads and, you know, then you take a step back financially. So, so that happened. And then, all of a sudden out of nowhere, the Palm Harbor Dad stuff started. And it wasn't until the Palm Harbor Dad stuff started where I actually saw that there was potential for legacy. And I'm going to tell you a story that I haven't told many people, before ever. So I had created an email account for Genevieve, my daughter. And I would, even when Francesca was pregnant, I will write emails to her just telling her like how I'm feeling. You know, I actually said that she was going to be a girl before we knew. And just a little monologue for myself to her that maybe she can read when she's of age. And about 2 weeks before my wife gave birth, I sent an email to her and it said, I am now creating, and keep in mind, this is a few weeks into the Palm Harbor Dad. I said, I'm now creating a brand that when you start going to school at Sutherland, which is in Palm Harbor, every single one of the kids in that class and every single one of their parents is going to know what Palm Harbor Dad is. And this is 3 weeks into this, keep in mind. So legacy is really, really important to me. And I didn't know how I would get there, but I knew that I will eventually get there. Legacy means that my kids can watch this back. They can be proud when someone says, hey, isn't your dad the Palm Harbor Dad? And not only that, but we're creating, you know, I have my real estate team still. So I run a real estate team. And now I own a marketing agency with my wife. And we're helping small businesses in our whole community. So they can be proud that, you know, I own multiple businesses that help the community. I'm known in town, and they can be proud that their dad is the Palm Harbor Dad. And I think that the Palm Harbor Dad brand will last after I've left this planet.
Ladies and gentlemen that are listening, I hope you heard every word that Kyle just said. I have the goosebumps. I have goosebumps as well, because leaving a legacy, it's like none other. If we can live our life and we can leave a legacy for our kids to reflect back on, because none of us are going to live forever, that's a beautiful contribution to the world, a beautiful contribution to our children. And that's in part why I'm doing what I'm doing. And now you and I have left a legacy together from this show today, Kyle. So thank you for showing up, showing out, I can't wait for the last segment. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. This has been a lot of fun. I love telling stories. Now I get to tell my story, which the focus is always on others, and that's okay. But it's kind of cool to have the script flipped.
100%. In our final segment, we're getting real about pressure, staying consistent, protecting your family time, and taking one more step without losing yourself. We'll be right back with more stories, strategies, and inspiration to help you press beyond what seems possible. This is a Power of One More on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Julie Duncan, and you're watching the Power of One More on Now Media Television. Let's dig deeper into the journey of becoming. Welcome back to our final segment. We've talked about mindset, business, visibility, and building real community relationships. Now, let's talk about the part people don't see, sustaining it, because one more only works if you keep showing up with a healthy heart, a clear mind, and priorities in the right order. Kyle, thank you for being a living reminder that impact isn't always loud. Sometimes it's one more conversation, one more story, and one more moment of showing up. Kyle, you've shared that you are just doing so much with multi-businesses. What's one personal warning sign that you're doing one more from purpose versus pressure?
Okay, so purpose to me would be moving the Palm Harbor Dad in a more community-based manner. So for pressure might be, hey, you got to go to this cool new restaurant, or hey, you got to do this, you got to do that. I don't want the narrative to be led necessarily by pressure. I feel I'm pretty good at picking out businesses that fit the Palm Harbor Dad brand, community, collaboration, consistency. So I think there's a difference there. I'm not just going to do whatever's trendy or whatever's cool. I'm going to do something that is important to the community that's also on brand with the Palm Harbor Dad. So I hope I answered your question on that one.
No, it makes perfect sense. And I love the reframing of what I heard you say, I get to versus I have to or I need to. It reframes it completely, and it ties into your purpose when you say, I get to go to breweries, I get to go to restaurants, I get to do all of this in my community and make these connections. World of difference, isn't it?
Yeah, honestly, it's incredible. You know, when I started it, I was having to do all the reaching out. And now, you know, I'm getting DMs that's like, hey, come to my pizza place, or hey, we would love to have you come to, recently I did one at a place called Board and Brush, where, you know, they brought us in for a date night and they promoted Palm Harbor Dad, a date night with Palm Harbor Dad. And we got to make these cool signs, and, you know, in exchange, I did a small business spotlight for them, but I didn't reach out to them. They reached out to me, and now they go to my website, fill out a form. And it's really cool to see the community kind of come out of the woodwork, realize that I'm really trying to do some good service here, and just want to be a part of it. There's nothing better.
Reminds me of the snowball effect. It's just snowballing. Because you've 100%. Showed up with passion and purpose, and you've stuck to your brand. And that's what happened. So, all right. How do you decide what not to do, because you have so much to do, when opportunities, collaboration, requests keep coming? I feel like you've addressed this. You sounds like you just go back to your brand and does it fit my brand, but I'll let you elaborate on that.
Yeah, 100%. It's got to fit the brand. It's got to align with community, consistency, and collaboration, or it's got to have a good story. And unfortunately, I don't have the bandwidth to do everybody. And it's how you deliver that message. And maybe there's a place for it down the road too, but you know, there's only so much time that we have in order to spotlight these businesses. And what's happening now is, because we created Click and Curate, we have content shoots with, you know, now customers that are paying us to get these great stories. So unfortunately we can't, you know, feature every single business on Small Business Spotlight. Now, I still continue to and will continue to do small business spotlights, but you know, when we have clients that are needing our services, we have to be a lot more selective. So it's, you know, I'm not just going to be able to do every you know, housekeeper, or, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with housekeeper, but I'm just using a random
service.
You know, at the beginning of this, I did a car detailer, and I was saying yes to everybody just because, you know, that's, I wanted to lead with service and I wanted to get involved in my community. And at the, at that point in time, I couldn't pick and choose, but now I can, and it's got to be on brand, and it's got to fit the narrative for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You've mentioned a few times a click and curate. Can you flesh that out a little bit? Is that another business? Is it part of this? Like, share a little more about that, if you will, Kyle.
I would love to. So Click and Curate Co. was created by my wife, Francesca. It is a visibility / marketing studio. So when she was pregnant, she was on maternity leave, and she's been in advertising for 12 years now. So Google ads, social, she's done it all. She has a huge background in marketing, and we've always wanted to start. I've always wanted her to start a marketing agency because I know she's super smart. She's really good at this. She's really experienced in it. She knows what she's doing. And so what happened was she started the brand because I was needing help with the Palm Harbor Dads that she was editing. And she's like, well, maybe we should start this, and there could be some people that you feature that might need my help. I said, yeah, that's really true. And so we started it, and then we had Gigi, and we were gaining so much momentum with Palm Harbor Dad that I said, hey, I need you for Palm Harbor Dad. So ask if you can go back, you know, part time, and you can help me with a lot of the stuff in the background. And they had actually, she had talked about this with her employer before, and they said that would probably be a possibility. And then it turns out they said, you either come back full time or not at all. And we said, not at all. And because we knew that there was a need there for what we were doing. So we created Click and Curate Co., which is a marketing agency that helps small businesses gain visibility through short form content on Instagram, YouTube Shorts, TikTok. And we go and we do content shoots with our clients. We take all the onus off them. They don't have to think about it. We do the content planning. We do the content shooting. As I'm on camera so much now, I know how to coach people on what to do, what not to do. We do the editing, we do the posting, we do the hashtag strategy, we do all that stuff. So we're solving business owners' problems. And it just so happens that these folks are naturally coming from my features with the Small Business Spotlight and the Sweat Tours and the Palm Harbor Dad brand. So what's happened is Click and Curate became, I hate to say this, but a monetization arm of Palm Harbor Dad, because as I lead with service, you know, people need ongoing content and I can only do so much. So in order for this to make sense, you know, we have a couple packages and now we have several clients and we've got several appointments coming up, and you know, we're really helping the small businesses in our community gain visibility through our support and our business in general. And it's, you know, one small business helping another.
So it's very crystal clear. You've learned to serve, and people need your services, and you show up and you've monetized it and show them how you can help them. And through your storytelling, that's how you serve. So it sounds like it's just a perfect storm of everything coming together.
I mean, you hit the nail on the head. That's what it is. I've led with service for 5 months. I gained skills on camera. I gained editing skills, because a lot of these ones you see now, I edit. So I've also gained a tremendous amount of skills along the way, and I think I'm pretty good at it. I'm good at the editing. You know, I, not to toot my own horn, I think I'm good at the editing. I think I'm good at the on-camera stuff. And Francesca is a whiz when it comes to all the advertising stuff. So it was a perfect storm. You lead with service. You create great content for these business owners. They need more content. We know how to do it. It just makes sense. And so now here we are with Click and Curate Co. and Palm Harbor Dad kind of hand in hand. And if small businesses have that problem, we have the solution.
This has also been, ladies and gentlemen, audience that are listening today, this has been a masterclass on business. So again, I thank you so much. So Kyle, what's the message you want Palm Harbor to feel when they see Palm Harbor Dad pop up on their feed? If you could close us out with, what do you want them to connect to and feel?
when they see Palm Harbor Dad content, I want them to stop and say, hey, here's another feature from Palm Harbor Dad. This is going to be good. This is a really good story. He's got really good videos.
Yeah.
You know, not only that, but I want them to say, this guy's everywhere. Because, I mean, honestly, I am. You know, this is part of the origin story. When I did my first small business spotlight, I told Nikki, the business owner of New Wave Nutrition, I want to become a pillar in the community. So I think if people are scrolling online and they see one of my pieces of content, I think if they say, hey, we got to watch this video. This Palm Harbor Dad guy is everywhere. He helps everybody. I think I'm well on my way to be a pillar of the community.
Yes, yes, yes. So you definitely, I've seen a lot of your work. You have the visibility, and then you have the know, like, love, trust factor already in place, and you're serving. So my goodness, I am so glad that you came to the Power of One More today. I can see that you just keep adding one more, one more, one more, and how that is fueling your businesses, plural, over and over. So thank you for pouring into us today, pouring into our audience, Kyle.
You're so welcome. I appreciate being on. And you're right. The one more mantra really rings through with me too, because I started with one series and then I added one more, the sweat tour. Yes. And then I added one more, yes, first bite. And then I added one more, you know, flights with founders. So it is one more. And I just continue to lead with service. And I know success leads and money follows. And as long as my intentions are good and I'm leading with service, you know, the success and the money will come.
There's actually a gentleman called Ed Milet, and he has a book largely about leadership, and it's called The Power of One More. If you haven't seen it, Kyle, it's something that every business owner should read. It's really powerful, and I've actually seen him speak recently. So there's another one for everybody listening, and for you, Kyle, Ed Milet, The Power of One More. Powerful book, easy read.
I will buy that book today, and I will read it within the week.
You will love it. I've seen him speak in Washington, D.C., and he had us all in tears.
I love it. I'm all about improving.
To everyone watching, you don't have to change everything today. You choose one thing you can do one more time, one more act of courage, one more step of faith, one more move toward the life you want. I'm Julie Duncan. This is The Power of One More. We'll see you next time.